Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. All right, the sun is shining. That's right, it's shining because I'm doing the show. And hopefully, you're healthy, wealthy, and wise, enjoying the Christmas season. And do I have a show for you today? How to get off your mind-altering medications. Who should and who should not? How to get off your mind-altering medications. That's your Prozacs, your Wellbutrins, your Zolofts, your Celexes, your Klonopins, your Xanaxes. Then your heavier ones. You know, your lithiums, your ketamines. It's a fascinating subject. I can't do this in half an hour. Soon I think I'll do a seminar. But bottom line is this. Huxley, Aldous Huxley, back at the turn of the century, wrote a book, Brave New World. Just like Orwell, George Orwell, 1984. But in Huxley's book, it prophesized a time when basically your emotions and what you experienced each day would be filtered through the lens of a drug. And in the book Brave New World, that drug is called Soma. Nobody reads Huxley. If you go into my chemistry class and you ask anyone who Aldous Huxley was, I'm telling you, no one knows. It's amazing. And I'm sure, unless you're an English major or maybe a philosophy major, and who majors in English or philosophy? Does anybody do that anymore? Philosophy, theology, for the most part, unless you go to a very conservative religious school, a Christian school, a Judaic school, etc., unless you do that, you're never going to major in a philosophy or a theology. Nobody knows Aldous Huxley, Brave New World. It's come true. We understand it as The Matrix. And most people have heard of the film The Matrix, although I speak to a lot of 20-year-olds today that don't know the film The Matrix. That's how fast it's turning. None of them know Frank Sinatra. Can you imagine that? A world of young people, age 20 and younger, don't know who Frank Sinatra is. When I was 20, I knew who John Barrymore was and Gary Cooper. The world's changing. It's going so fast that Huxley's message is more important than ever. And that is that we would create a pharmacopoeia of drugs, stimulants and depressants, that could change the way you experience your world so you could get through your world. So you could live in the delusion that life is heaven while the rats are eating your toes. That was the idea. The Matrix, drugs, SSRIs, opiates, allow you to keep your head in the clouds like it's all good up there while you're being amputated down low. And sometimes when things get bad, I mean really bad, when you're suicidal, so on and so forth, serious trauma, sometimes those meds are good. Did you take your meds today? Well, good if you needed to. But you see, this show is about people who don't need to, who want to get off, who maybe shouldn't have been on in the first place. And it's a very specific group I'm talking to today. So you got to figure out if that group is you. But the group I'm talking about today are people who were born gifted. No, not everybody. Well, yes, everyone's gifted. I'm not I don't want to get into that homogeneity rap. There are people who shine brightly, who dream big, who were brought here to do more, whose active service is greater. Liberals don't like that kind of talk because we're all one, right? Karl Marx, we're all one. No one dreams bigger than the other one. I'm not talking about Karl Marx. I don't care about this homogeneity rap. I'm talking to you. And if you have a bigger dream, and if you have a bigger mission, and if you know deep down inside you got more talent than the next guy, if you're not a snowflake, if you don't crack under pressure, if you know how to get hurt and get back up, but you're on meds and you want to get off, this show's for you. It's your call. The ball is in your court. Now you figure out who you are. But my point to you, if you're that way, if you're super gifted on meds, so there, I'll cliche it for you. If you're super gifted and you're on meds, then here's the bottom line. You were raised to think that you're the awkward person, that you're all wrong, that you're not cutting it, that you didn't meet the demand of the world. And that's not true. It's the other way around. The world didn't meet your demand. That's not a temper tantrum you're having. That's just not obstinance and neurosis trying to defend itself against a healthy world. No. I'm telling you, if you're in this group, if you're super gifted, if you're super gifted and you've succumbed to meds and you want to get off these things, it's because your natural state, the inherent you, the person God wanted you to be, the soul that you were given, it lives so high, and the world is so putrid, and it brought you down. And so now you live this mixed reality. You're on these meds. Maybe you get by, but you know it's a crock. You know it's a disgusting insult to the person that you really are. But you don't know how to get out. Is that you? Rule number one. You meditate on this. You pray on this. I don't care who you pray to or what you pray to. You pray to this every single day. You meditate on it. And what you meditate on is you were just a little kid. You were just a little kid who was in such union with the Creator that the mundane mediocrity, the bureaucracy, the bean-counting putrid world, the sick part of society brought you down. There was nothing wrong with you. Nothing was wrong with you. Everything was wrong with the world. Let me tell you how your childhood should have sounded. You see? When your teachers called your parents and said there's something wrong with your kid, your parents should have said, no, there's nothing wrong with my kid, there's something wrong with you. When they turned you down on the job application and they said you don't fit in, your response should have been, because I can't stoop that low. Because every single day, if you're in this group, if you're on these meds and you're the person I'm talking to, your issue is not you. Your issue is how to cope with the mundane, mediocre existence you find yourself in. And you don't have tools and you don't know how to do it. That is why you failed. But it's not because something's wrong with you. Don't have some dumbo shrink, and there's a lot of dumbo shrinks out there. And if you're on meds, you're on meds because you got a lot of Dumbo shrinks around you. If you're in this group, I didn't say if you almost slit your wrist last night because of a serious trauma. I didn't say because you're on meds to save your life. I said if you're in this group, you got to make up your mind who you are to appreciate this show. But if you're in that super gifted group, and you've succumbed to years of meds, and underneath it all, you know your dream is so big and you want to see it come true, and you know those meds are in the way, then the first thing you have to live with, repeat to yourself, hold on to like an anchor in a storm, is that there's nothing wrong with you. It was the world. You just didn't have the tools. That's big. That's really big. Because when your parents, your friends, your significant other, your children, your society, your neighbors, the job you have, when everybody around you is trying to tell you there's something wrong with you, you need meds, it's really the other way around. That defines the show. The show is defined from this point on. 10 minutes into the show, I've defined the show. So, is this you? All right, what do you need to do? How do you get off meds? Number one, you have to do it slow. Slow, slow, slow. Number two, plan on the big problem happening in the last 20%. The last 20% of getting off your meds are the toughest. You have to titrate down slowly. This, for once, I will say, do under medical supervision. The klutz that's giving you the meds, that will let you stay on those meds for the rest of your life, that will let you die the way Huxley said you would die, go to that person. It's usually a medical doctor, a shrink. And tell them, I want to get off the meds. Help me titrate down. I see this all the time. Your doctors, a lot of them don't have any problem doing it. They will entertain your request. You have to do it gradually. So there's number two. Number three, pay somebody, have somebody, even if it's a boob, have somebody to talk to while you're coming down off the meds. Because along the way, there may be some rough spots. Rough spots coming down. And you may need to talk to somebody. You may need to go back up. You may not go down slowly enough. You'll find out the rate. I know people on, 100 units of a drug. And they get down to 50 like that. And then they all go, great, they go. I went from 100 to 50. So, next month I'll cut it to 25. And they lose their bird. You see? You don't know how you're going to come off meds. Nobody, including your shrinko, can titrate you down. You have to listen. Listen to the rate that your body tells you should be the rate that you go down on the meds. And if you do that correctly, you're going to go down on the meds. No matter how well you do it, plan on the last 20%, you can hit the wall. You can hit the wall. You know what the wall is? The wall is you got to go back on those meds. And this is where a lot of people make the mistake. They go down from 100 to 75, whatever your number is, 100 to 75 to 50, and everything's all smooth. They're bragging to their friends. Everybody's clapping. I'm off my meds. I'm off my meds. I'm off my meds. And then you get to 25 and you want to kill yourself. You get spooked. Mistake. What's the mistake? You went down too fast. What's the mistake? What a lot of people do that's a mistake is when they hit their wall at 25, then they go back to 100. They get so scared they don't want to look again. They finally get to the point where they got to peek under the rug. They don't like what they smell or see, and that's it for them. They're back up to 100. I've seen that a dozen times at least. I'm off my meds. I'm off my meds. There's so many varieties of this. This is why it's best to do it under supervision, and it's best to do it with a shrink or somebody that can hold the space for you. And your shrinks, your MDs, you can't depend on them fully, because once you go down and you hit the wall and you start spurting out danger signals, they're going to put you back on the original dose. You know why? They have to cover their derrières. They have to cover their backsides. So you got to watch that. Hey, look, this is the life you bought. You think these SSRIs are understood? I've worked closely with people trying to do this, and when you go into the literature and when you talk to the neuroscientists, they don't know what withdrawal's about. Nobody planned on that. They don't know what the modulations are all about as you come off these drugs. So this idea of how do we figure out how you come off the drugs and what's the biochemical process that we can, you know, you see people come off the opiates and they do GABA drips, different forms of opiate precursors and blah, blah, blah at these high-end detox clinics, because that's what the detox clinics are. The detox clinics are these, they're usually BS places. And if they're good, the amount of money you pay is criminal. Go up to Malibu, $40,000, $50,000 a week to get you off, you know, your heroin or whatever you're on. These places are ripoffs. But even if they're good, what they're doing is pumping you with the precursors. And this is the mindset. This is the other aspect of getting off your meds. If you're on an SSRI uptake inhibitor, so you're on something like Prozac, Celexa, Zoloft, whatever they are, it means when your synapse, the end of one part of the nerve that's going to send the serotonin across the synapse, is now under the influence of the drug. And what that means is the serotonin in the synapse, that mood-altering, uplifting serotonin, is going to stay in the synapse a lot longer than normal. And that's good because you're not making enough. That's what an SSRI is. It's a serotonin reuptake inhibitor. So normally you make serotonin, it crosses the synapse to the other side of the nerve. And the drug allows that serotonin to live in that gap, in that synapse, much longer. So you get more effect. And you need that because you're not making enough of it for other reasons. Now, one thing that's going to happen when that occurs, so we're just talking about Prozac here, but it'll illustrate my point. One thing that happens then is that the sites, the receptor sites on the other side, there used to be 20 of them, but now there's only 10, and you only need 10. Why do you only need 10? Because the serotonin that's there is going to stay there a lot longer. And because of that, you can keep making contact with those 10 sites, where before that serotonin, it would disappear in that junction so fast that you better have 20 sites there to catch it all. And this is what the plasticity of that all-important space really is between the two nerve fibers and the swimming pool in between them that we call the synapse. The variables around the synapse, the receptor sites on the other side of the synapse, the expressor sites on the beginning, on that other terminal, all of that is under a plasticity. It changes, it modulates. And we don't know what that's about. We don't. And all the drugs work this way. You have a nerve that's going to deliver the chemical your body's supposed to make or the chemical that now the drug will afford you. There's a gap between that nerve fiber and the nerve fiber or the receptor site that is going to receive that neurotransmitter. GABA, serotonin, dopamine, all of them. And all of this put together is not well understood. So we just dabble in this part of pharmacology. We know how to create an effect, but we don't really know what long-term is, and we don't understand the neurochemistry of what happens when you go off these things. We don't. That's your problem. That's why you have to do this slowly. That's why you can be left hanging, and you can get ripped off at these detox clinics. Because they know you're desperate. And so they hang a team of MDs around it. They hook you up to the drip bags. And maybe you get, you know, a penny on your dollar. Yeah, you get a little bit of help. But you're out hundreds and thousands of dollars. Okay. Where am I going? I'll show you something. Get on my website, straighttalk.cc. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. You've probably pulled over in the car because you haven't heard anybody else talk like this, because nobody does. Not in my field. In my field, it's all mamby-pamby talk. It's not straight talk, believe me. But if you go on the website, straighttalk.cc, to show 446, that's 8 years of shows, I have a video on of a woman, lovely woman, and her husband or boyfriend up there in Sweden, up there at the Arctic Circle part of Sweden, where you only see the sun a few hours a day. And at about 17 minutes into the show, all right, if you can get to the website, if you can't, get there when you can. At about 16, 17 minutes in the show, so just go to that part. They cut a hole in the ice on the lake in a place up north in Sweden, a gorgeous place. She's lovely. And she dives into the hole in the ice, in the water, and then dunks her head. And the whole thing illustrates my point. I don't care where you are. If you can get to nature, if you can develop a practice with nature, like she has, you're going to make endorphins. Let me tell you something. You're on drugs. You're sick. You've been put there. You succumbed. Because you couldn't make endorphins. And God put you here to learn how to make endorphins. And that's your job. And one of the ways you do it is to create relationship with nature. And you'll see that's what this woman has done. And this is why I constantly emphasize the word prana or chi or endorphin. They're all the same words. Don't get confused by the cultural gaps. Prana, chi, universal life force, innate intelligence, endorphin, enkephalin, DMT. They're all the happy chemicals. And life's health practice is supposed to be designed to make those chemicals. So even up there where you only see the sun, maybe an hour a day, you can create a lifestyle for yourself that will flood your body. Now, that's the mindset you've got to have, especially if you're in that group. If you're in that group of people, you know how to do this. You know how. That's why you ended up on drugs. You're so good at producing endorphin that in your youth, in your innocence, in your ignorance, in your misfortune, nobody was there to tell you that the reason you got depressed is because they want to pull you back in to their sewer. I know tons of people like this. I know I'm talking to somebody right now. That's a perfect illustration of my point. And so let me simply conclude by telling you, your job is to figure out how to do what this woman on this video has done. Make endorphins using all the nuances of nature and of life. That's your job, and you know how to do that. You're not the person that doesn't know how to be happy. You're the person that really knew how to be happy. You're better at it than everybody else. You just succumb to the pressure of an entire world of miserable underlings telling you you need to get down into their toilet bowl. It happened on the job. It happened in your family. It happened in your school. It happened in your church. It happened in your marriage. It can happen anywhere. And all it is people who won't want to let you fly as high as you were made to fly. And so you're going to spend the rest of your life on drugs? Not on my watch, you're not. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. You call that number, make an appointment, come in, I'll put you on the right track, and if you're willing to work, I'll deliver for you. If you deliver for me, I'll deliver for you. If you can't afford the rates, I have a school. That school meets every 6 weeks. I take different health topics, and then we go to town, and you can do it that way too. Either way, you got to act if you want to change. And don't believe the lies. You don't change listening to radio shows. You don't change downing a few of your favorite herbs. You change by creating a plan and then executing the plan. And when you fall down, you get up and you keep going. And little by little by little, you'll succeed. Somehow, holistic medicine has convinced you it's otherwise. And by the time you wake up to the fact that the truth is what I told you, you're out a couple of hundred thousand. Don't do that. Next Sunday, December 15th, 714-850-1007. I'm doing a seminar. It's my educational class. Call that number. Sign up and do it that way too. Save your uterus. Save your prostate. Save your ovaries. Save your life. That's the topic. Ta-ta. Enjoy your day.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.